Good morning. I'll be sharing today, so let's pray first. Father, thank you so much that on a morning when there's Typhoon 3, Lord God, you've brought us safely to church, Lord. And Father, that thank you so much, Lord, that we get to be here, Lord, just to gaze into your presence, Lord God, and be amazed by who you are. Father, we just ask that you would give us the eyes to see, Lord God, and the ears to hear, Lord God, what your Holy Spirit is saying. And Father, we pray for, Father, we pray for a heart of understanding, Lord, as we read Isaiah 40. So Father, we just thank you for today, Lord God, and we thank you for just your wisdom and your life, Lord, that you speak through your words. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so let's go to Isaiah 40. Okay, so I'll read. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak kindly to Jerusalem and call out to her that her warfare has ended, that her iniquity has been removed, that she has received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice is calling, clear the way for the Lord in the wilderness. Make smooth in the desert a highway for our God. Let every valley be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. And let the rough ground become a plain, and the rugged terrain a broad valley. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all flesh will see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, call out. Then he answered, what shall I call out? All flesh is grass, and all its loveliness is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades. When the breath of the Lord blows upon it, surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Get yourself up on a high mountain, O Zion, bearer of good news. Lift up your voice mightily, O Jerusalem, bearer of good news. Lift it up, do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with might, with his arm ruling for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. Like a shepherd, he will tend his flock. In his arm, he will gather the lambs and carry them in his bosom. He will gently lead the nursing ewes. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand and marked off the heavens by the span and calculated the dust of the earth by the measure and weighed the mountain in a balance and the hills in a pair of scales? Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or as his counselor has informed him? With whom did he consult, and who gave him understanding? And who taught him in the path of justice, and taught him knowledge, and informed him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are like a drop from a bucket, and are regarded as a speck of dust on the scales. Behold, he lifts up the islands like fine dust. Even Lebanon is not enough to burn, nor its beasts enough for a burnt offering. All the nations are as nothing before him. They are regarded by him as less than nothing and meaningless. To whom then will you liken God, or what likeness will you compare with him? As for the idol, a craftsman casts it. A goldsmith plates it with gold, and a silversmith fashions chains of silver. He who is too impoverished for such an offering selects a tree that does not rot. He seeks out for himself a skillful craftsman to prepare an idol that will not totter. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been declared to you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them out like a tent to dwell in. He it is who reduces rulers to nothing, who makes the judges of the earth meaningless. Scarcely have they been planted, scarcely have they been sown. Scarcely has their stock taken root in the earth, but he merely blows on them, and they wither, and the storm carries them away like stubble. To whom, then, will you liken me, that I would be his equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and see who has created these stars, the one who leads forth their host by number. He calls them all by name. Because of the greatness of his might and the strength of his power, not one of them is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and assert, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and the justice due me escapes the notice of my God? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. His understanding is inscrutable. He gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might he increase his power. Though youths grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly, yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. So today, actually, I wanted to focus on verses 30 to 31, but I just wanted to read this chapter out as well because I wanted to give some context to this chapter. So basically, Isaiah chapter 40 is after 150 years where the Israelite people were exiled to Babylonia. And prior to that, you know, they were under the, I guess, the harsh reign of the Babylonians, and they were being told what to do. And of course, not just told what to do, but to do it, you know, in a very tasking, laborious manner. And, you know, in our day and age, I don't think that we've ever experienced that kind of, like, tyranny, especially in Hong Kong. We've actually had it very lucky. Or in any of the other places that we've been in, most of them have been the authorities that are in place. They are civil, I would say. But this is what Isaiah the prophet is stepping into when he comes and he shares this word in chapter 40. And from verses 1 to 11, you basically see him just, you know, speaking words of kindness to the Israelites, just comforting them and, just really reminding them that God is their comfort, that he longs to just, you know, bring them in and take care of them and just that picture, right, of him being like a shepherd, just tending to his flock, you know, gathering them in his arms. And not just sheep, he says specifically ewes, lambs, you know, the more younger, the more feeble, the more vulnerable, he takes them gently into his arms. And that's the picture of what God wants, you know, the Israelites to know, that he is, you know, a God that comforts. He is a kind God, and that he wants to just continually he wants to raise them up and he wants to lift them up. And then starting from verse 12, he just starts to, you know, Isaiah starts to expand on the bigness of God and what he can do. Just, you know, like, what are the nations to him? You know, they're nothing. They're just like a speck of dust, you know, in a drop of a bucket, right? And even, you know, he says that the beasts of Lebanon, they're not even enough for a burnt offering. And I wonder about livestock back in those days, because I'm pretty sure that those were the animals that overruled the city. If you know what I mean, as in, like, the numbers are comparable, or if not, like, offspring would be the animals would be even more than the people. And when I think about to God, that's nothing. That's nothing. That can't even satisfy, like, it doesn't satisfy me at all, you know. And so it just continues to build up from verse 12, just to remind the Israelites, you know, God is really big, you know, he's powerful, and that no one can be like him. And so it just keeps on building up, you know. And then I find it really interesting that he ends it with saying that, and it's because of this. So you can imagine, like, Isaiah is building up this momentum. You know, it's like, first, I can comfort you. And not only can I comfort you, it's because, not only can I comfort you, but I can give you more than just comfort. I am big. I am powerful. And then Isaiah ends with verse 30 and 31. Just like, and because I am so powerful, especially when you are weak and when you are tired, and when you wait on me, the strange part is that waiting on the Lord can actually gain strength. And I've just been thinking about this on my own because I think last month was just really overwhelming for me. I work for church, and also there's just some ministries that I'm involved with. And June was just really crazy for me. Beijing, I went to SP Beijing to be part of the prayer ministry. Then I came back, and then we quickly had our men's and women's retreat one weekend after the other. And it was just really intense in terms of organizing and those kind of things. And then the week after that, I went on the Bloom Cambodia trip. And it was just a whirlwind of a month. And I just found myself, you know, hanging, you know, at the very end of a cliff, just being like, God, you know, I don't know what to do. Like, how can I weather through this? I feel like I'm almost on, basically on the precipice of burning out. And in the midst of prayer, you know, I was like, God, like, show me what I need to pray for. And then God's like, I don't want you to pray for anything. I want you to fix your eyes upon me. And I found myself being like, wait, no, God, like, there's so many things that I need to take care of. You know, there's just so many things. Like, how am I supposed to run these things if I spend my time focusing on you? But the more that I had this wrestle and the struggle with God, the more he's like, just drawing my heart to him and just being like, no, you know, just come to me and you will be strengthened. You know, and I was just, you know, I was just really touched by God when I just decided to sit still and just, even at that point when I sat down, I was like, okay, after I'm still, I need to pray to you, God, and ask you about these things. But again, God kept on just saying, hey, just be with me right now. And I think what really drove it home was last weekend, we had a IP retreat. And we were just, you know, we were encouraging one another and we were giving prophetic words to one another. And the word that I had for one of the girls was a picture of her and God just sitting on the couch and just resting. And they're actually not talking much. You know, God is just like, just being like, hey, how's it going? To this particular sister. And in that picture, you know, like, God was just really emphasizing the importance of just being with him, you know, being rested, enjoying his company, enjoying his presence. And, you know, that picture was able to speak to me as well, you know, just to remind me again, yeah, all of those things that we consider so important, and they are really important, you know, but the question and the challenge for me, and I hope today for you guys as well, is that, you know, all of these things as well, like, God has given them to us, and God wants us to steward them. But, you know, do we do it with him in partnership, and not only with him in partnership, but constantly being like, thank you, God, you know, you gave me this to steward, but how do you want me to do this? You know, I think the reminder for us as well is just that God does not intend for us to do things alone. You know, in all things, he asks us to seek his guidance, to seek his wisdom. And, you know, even constantly he says, you know, the word is a light unto my path, right? And a lamp, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Yeah, I think that's right. And so, you know, that's the word that I want to give today. And if I could just get Isaiah up. If I could just get Sarah to come up and lead us in a time of worship. And actually, this time of worship, though, I don't want you guys to pray. Just let this time be a time where, you know, God is speaking and you are listening. You know, in Psalm 27, King David is being chased after, and he is just hiding in a cave, right? But, you know, during this time especially, he just says, you know, but one thing I have sought from the Lord that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will conceal me in his tabernacle. In the secret place of his tent, he will hide me and he will lift me up on a rock. And, you know, the very end of that chapter, verse 14 says, wait for the Lord, be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord. Very strangely enough, when we are completely still before God, he is able to remind us that, you know, he who is in us is greater than he is who is in the world, and that he desires to be the center of our focus. So I'm just going to pray for us. And as Sarah leads us in worship, I'd just like you to just, yeah, listen to God and, you know, let him encourage you, let him fill you with love, and just remember that, you know, our walk with God, you know, being Christian and prayer is about a relationship with him, and it's not so much about petitioning for the things that that are on our plates. You know, God wants to be our focus. So, Father, we thank you that in the busyness of Hong Kong, Lord, that's what you desire for us. In the busyness of our lives, Lord, when things want to take our attention, what you desire most, Lord, is our attention. And that in that place of stillness, Lord, and rest, Father, you refresh us. You give us overflow of your love, Lord. You spur us on, Lord, and you give us the motivation to continuing doing all things. And Father, we just want to repent, Lord, if the center, Lord God, of our focus has not been you. Father, draw us back to you, Lord. Draw our hearts back to you, Father God. And Father, would you just pour out yourself, Lord, during this time? And Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this time. Just even in the midst of this time of just being quiet, I just, you know, feel like Father is saying, you know, I am love and I am trustworthy. And let's go on to our slides. Let's pray for our community now. Let's just pray for those people, you know, that are going through cancer, going through chemo, and just waiting for transplants. And yeah, let's just continually pray that they would have faith to believe, you know, but also during the times of weakness that God would come and comfort them and be the resilience that they need. Let's pray. Let's go to the next slide. Let's pray that not only would these people experience God's healing, but more importantly, that they would know that, you know, Jesus loves them so much, and that, you know, He, as their Lord and Savior, you know, He can just overcome all things for them, and He can just fill them with peace and comfort. Let's pray. Next slide, please. I just want to highlight one particular prayer request. Is David So, who's got dengue fever. Right now, he is in Cambodia, and basically, he was there for pro bono work, and he contracted dengue fever. So let's really pray, because dengue fever can be quite severe. Let's pray that his blood count would go up. Let's pray that the fever would be completely removed from his body, that his immune system would overcome. And also pray for his wife, Sue, and his son, Caleb. Just pray that they would not be fearful, but they would rest in God's love. Next slide, please. Okay, let's pray for our brothers and sisters that are looking for work. Let's pray for open doors. Pray that God would just continually encourage them during this time where they may just feel discouraged. Let's turn to our Friday focus. Let's pray for the local ministries, local churches, YWAM Hong Kong, Sports Service International, Masters Beauty, Red Light District Outreach, Face to Face, Feed the Hungry, and Christian Solidarity Worldwide. Let's just pray for the ministers that they would continually just fix their eyes on the Lord, that they would be blessed in their walk, and that all that they need, that God would provide. Let's lift up the missions committee. That's P. Eugene, Jamie Donaldson, John Kang, Sarah Ho, Ji Sun, Kim Kiwan Chang, and Danella Chan. Let's pray, God would continually give them hearts for the missionaries that we've sent out. Pray that, God would give them wisdom and direction to lead us continually for SP to be a missions-based church. Also, let's just pray for P. Eugene as well. Let's just pray that his pink eye would just be completely gone and that he would be able to walk in full health. Let's pray for local outreach. Let's pray particularly for P. Sophia, Janella, as they lead this ministry. And let's also pray for the leaders that lead Igape, Homie Outreach, SP Lights in Prison Ministry. Let's also pray for the community center and for all of the activities that go on in there. Let's pray for the city that we live in, Lord, in Hong Kong. Let's pray that continually that this would be, a city on a hill, that our government, let's bless our government and our government leaders with righteousness and justice. Pray for the wealth gap. Let's pray that, those that are well-to-do, you know, that they would have a heart for the poor, that they would, you know, sell their possessions and give to those that are in need. And let's just continually pray as well that we would be the gateway to China, a light to China. Let's pray for tonight. Let's pray for the IP meeting. You know, that that we would just download and just continually intercede and pray with vigor and passion for the things that God desires to come to pass. Let's also pray for, so let's pray for Matt, who will be leading that. Let's also pray for college group. Kenny, Mon, and then Pi Hyun Soo will be leading that. Pray for Pastor Hyun Soo, and let's also pray for his friend who will be sharing in the college group. Father, we just thank you for today. Father, we thank you for your word, Lord. And Father, we thank you that for your heart, Lord God, continually for us to be in relationship with you, Lord, intimate relationship with you. And that your desire for us, Lord, is always to be filled and to run and not grow weary. Father, we just, Father, thank you so much that we get to partner with you, Lord, in your kingdom work. And so we just thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.